It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
We are recording. Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy the Cyber Junkie here at Gen Con 2014. I am at booth 2719, which is Break from Reality. I'm here with
Eric Salyers.
And you are?
The president founder.
And, well, we're going to talk about GripMat and games, right?
Yes, sir.
So what do you got? Tell me what you have a lot of product here, actually.
Yep. We actually have 4 different titles in publication presently, 2 main titles and then a couple expansions. Damage Report is our newest release. Just came out in May. It's getting really good reviews. It's a real-time simultaneous action co-op game in which everybody playing is on board a starship trying to survive various crises and catastrophes. It's a no more than a 45-minute game, because if you don't figure out the scenario by then, you're all dead.
Oh, wow. How many players?
It's 2 to 6 players.
Age range?
8 and up, though younger children can play, because we have a character called Baxter that is a set time, so he's not affected by a varying time amount per action. He's always on 30-second turns. So we've had children up to as young as 6 playing the game without issue.
Suggested retail?
At $65 retail.
Okay, and before I forget, because this is big on the internet, where do they find you on the internet?
BFRgames.com.
Break from Reality Games. BFRgames.com, listeners. What else you got?
So the other thing that we're doing that's really exciting is GripMat. So GripMats is a full line of custom print mats that are double-sided non-slip mats designed for miniature games, tile-laying board games, card games, basically everything that we love to do. There's an entire line. We have over 150 designs available, and they are, you know, really a cool and interesting product. We actually invented them a few years back for one of our games, Disaster Looms, because there was nothing on the market that essentially did what we wanted, which was to keep tiles locked together during gameplay and not moving around and scooting. You know, it's the old issue of like Settlers of Catan with all the different designs out there of different boards. We came up with a really elegant solution for it. Instead of being a big plastic board or wood board or something like that, we've just changed the surface and gone through the chemistry to make it happen.
Yeah, and this is audio only. So one of the things I can see, I don't know, you're saying big. What are the dimensions of these? Because these are pretty big mats.
Yep, so what we have here is just 3 foot by 3 foot, but we have up to a 4 foot by 4 foot or 3 foot by 4 foot mat. They also can be tiled together, meaning laid next to each other. Because of the nature of the material lays very flat, so there's no like ridge or anything like that separating them. So you can get a bunch of mats and completely cover your table with this, and it'll look like one continuous mat.
Okay, and I have to ask, what are these fuzzy things everywhere?
So what we're doing at the show this year is for Damage Report, comes with 5 scenarios in the base game, but we have a promotional scenario that we're giving away if anyone buys the game at the convention called Problems with Puffballs. And so these are puffballs, and essentially they're little furry pet animals that a crew member brings one on board the starship thinking, hey, it's a little pet, it's fuzzy, it makes trilling noises. But finds out soon that these things rapidly multiply. And so it basically becomes a flooding scenario, except instead of being flooded by water or vacuum, you're being flooded by puffballs.
Okay, so that's for Damage Report,
that's
correct?
Right. Yep.
What else you got here? I see you got Disaster Looms,
yep.
Ricochet Rocket Jockeys, and CEOs and Corporations.
That's right. So CEO and Corporations is an expansion to Disaster Looms. Disaster Looms is a strategy game. It's a tile-based exploration, expansion, and pick up and deliver game. There's no combat in the game, which is unusual for a space game. What the theme of the game is that the Earth is probably doomed. Humanity has to find a new home. All the players you're playing is CEOs of large corporations as recently achieved spaceflight, and what you're trying to do is go out, explore, and find a new place to move humanity. Once you find that place, then you actually have to go through the effort of going back to Earth, picking up your customers, and transporting them back to these planets. It's a very competitive game. One of the coolest things about it is the technology market. There's a lot of really neat technologies. You start out, the gameplay is very simple, can be learned in 5-10 minutes. But the game scales up in difficulty, strategy, etc. as it continues.
Age range?
So age range for this, I would say, is 8 and up, and I would say older children better, because this is definitely a strategy game. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hour game time.
Number of players?
There's a two-player variant that is basically a point-based game instead of with a limited map exploration, but it's two to five players. The expansion, two to four players. The expansion, CEO and Corporations, makes it up to 6 players. It also adds corporations and CEOs, which are basically secret identities and starting game booms, and new technologies as well.
Did we not get to Ricochet Rock Jockeys?
Ricochet Rock Jockeys is a casual game in which you are a semi-intelligent robot flying through space trying to mining asteroids and make your deliveries before everyone else. It's basically space bumper cars.
Age range?
This game says it's 10 and up, but I would say that based upon how simple the rules are, 8 and up would be pretty easy on that.
And price range?
So, CEO and Corporations, regular retail is $25. Ricochet Rock Jockeys, regular retail is $30.
Ricochet Rock Jockeys, number of players. I think we missed that.
That is 2 to 6 players.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks for stopping by and seeing us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for your time. One more time for the listeners, where would they find you online?
BFRgames.com.
And Indie Nation listeners, the other thing I'm going to mention is if you do go to a Gen Con, make sure you play the Cheese Weasel Conquest game. This vendor is participating. This year they got 50 vendors participating. You punch a card. The card is an entry. And they have this big drawing. And if you get all 5 of your cards punched, which is 10 vendors per card, they're going to enter you in a drawing for a very important gamer's pass for the next Gen Con. So make sure you check out Cheese Weasel and, of course, Break from Reality. Thank you for listening, and we'll have more from you from the con. Thank you.
Awesome.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015.